And then you move.
Welcome back to Ponderosa Ponderers.
It's Isaac Willamy.
And Rockwell Peterson. Joining us in the studio today, we got Tommy again. It's great to have you back, man.
Good to be back. I want everybody to know right now that Rockwell definitely fucked up this intro before we recorded this one.
Yeah, it was real. He definitely did. Remember when, back in the day, we were uncut, unedited?
What are you talking about?
We're edited now.
I just stopped and started recording again, bro. Come on, man.
That's fucking cheating.
Yeah, what do you mean that's fucking cheating? Come on, bro. All right, I'll give everybody a sneak peek of how it did sound.
Go for it.
We got Tommy joining us in the studio today.
Yeah,
that's not accurate.
That was about accurate.
Oh, that was about accurate? Yeah, I thought it was about accurate.
That's actually how you pronounce my name.
Sami.
I told you, it's a Filipino, just Tommy is way easier to say.
This is my friend, Tommy. Oh my god. It's great to have all of you guys back with us today. We're not going to be pausing for the music for the simple fact that we can't find it.
Yep.
I'm honestly not entirely sure where the intro music went, and I'm kind of disappointed about it.
I'm very upset because it was banging, but we'll find something new.
It was good.
Probably next episode, I'd say.
Hopefully.
If we don't forget.
Yeah, honestly, we might. So, this is the first weekend of Christmas break from college, so we got a lot of people back in town. I'm really excited because I'm hoping to actually do a lot of episodes over the next couple of days and next couple of weeks, just kind of getting everybody who's back in town on the podcast, kind of catching up, seeing how different colleges across the nation are. So, would love to have you guys join us for that because that will be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's going to be great. There's going to be so much stupidity.
Oh, prepare yourself.
I can already feel it coming. Prepare yourself. Stay tuned for that and listen in.
Oh, my God. So, one of the things that I want to touch on today, it's a heavier subject, but I feel like it's necessary to kind of catch you guys up on what's been going on lately. A mutual friend of all of ours passed away this last Sunday, Joy Sunday, 12/12/22, due to suicide. Now, he worked for our company for a good, 6 months? Is that how long he was with us?
I feel like it might have been a little bit longer. Dude, I don't know, man.
The fact that
my sense of time is not,
you're good.
Not good. I'm not the person to ask that kind of question.
I swear an eternity has passed in a blur this year. It has been a wild ride. It has felt so slow, but it has been going so quickly. And I just... Yeah. No, he was a... He was a damn good worker. There's a GoFundMe going on right now. He was a great dude. His family are great people. And they're trying to raise some money for the funeral. So it's the GoFundMe for Gabriel Mesteth, M-E-S-T-E-T-H. I would really appreciate it if any of you guys out there would want to go donate to that. Just kind of... Show some love for one of our boys.
Yeah.
But outside of that, it's actually been... Oh, nice ringtone.
What's up, Matt?
Uncut, unedited.
Yeah, uncut, unedited. So Tommy's taking a phone call on the studio right now.
What's going on?
he's going to be stepping out quick. But Isaac...
Yes.
You got... Correct me if I'm wrong. Your first B in college.
In my accounting curriculum, yeah.
That's insane to me. So this man calls me today on his way down here from Spearfish, and he's like, "Hey man, I just got a B."
Yeah, I was super upset. Like 2.5% away from an A.
Yeah, I mean that's mind blowing to me, bro.
Yeah.
I failed two classes. Well, I didn't fail. I got a D, so I passed, but they wouldn't let me move on. 2 semesters in a row. And you've been doing this stuff for...
What this?
2.5 years? 3 years?
Four. This is my fifth semester I just completed.
Wow, dude. So. 2.5, basically. That's crazy, man. First B in 2.5 semesters, and he's upset about it. This dude...
Yeah, it's annoying. So close, but yet... I mean, so it's auditing. I can't complain.
That's fair.
Auditing's hard. It's annoying.
Yeah, I'm sure, dude.
That's more of a tax guy myself. I got a 97% on my tax class.
That's crazy, man.
Fucking nerd.
I like taxes. Sorry.
Well, that's why it's gonna be real helpful. So.
Yeah, dude. Please do my dude. I haven't fucking like. I have definitely fucked up on my taxes for like 3 or 4 years straight because I was drunk for half of it.
Jesus.
I mean, that's how you complete them all.
It's but I mean, I've always been super poor, so like I'm not super worried about it either.
Yeah, they're not gonna look at you.
Nobody. I'm like, I'm well below the poverty line most years. So.
Yeah. That's fair.
Yeah, man.
Good old tax evasion. Gotta love it.
It's not tax evasion if it's below $15,000, all right? But
it's fraud.
Oh my god, dude. Yeah, no, it's I'm glad I have you guys to take care of some of this stuff for me, because I certainly not my forte. I can do some basic tax stuff, but that's part of why I'm excited to have Isaac and his company, the Bearded Bookkeepers, that he works for right now. They're going to be doing all the taxes for the people in our company at the end of the year, so that'll be really, really nice. That'll help a lot.
Should be pretty easy.
Yeah, it should be overall. Thankfully. Thankfully, I don't think it'll get too complex. I mean, the jump from like...
I'm making more work calls on the air.
What's happening?
Matt needs somebody to cover his shift tonight instead of tomorrow, so I'm going to see if Jared can switch it up.
Okay. Tonight instead of tomorrow night? Or is he just taking...
Yeah, so Matt will take tonight off instead of tomorrow, and then Jared will be here tonight instead of tomorrow.
Okay.
Oh, God damn it, Jared.
You guys are listening to the inside of... running a business.
Yeah, so. Welcome. It's wild. Well, I mean, Tommy and I were having a conversation about this. I know that you're busy texting people. Like, this is...
I can't multitask?
No,
it's... You're right, but it's fucking hurtful.
It's hurtful when you call me out on shit that's true.
Oh my god, I'm the last person who should fucking be in charge of anything. I can't believe this is even real.
Well, this is gonna sound really bad, but on its most simplistic level right now, your job is scheduling, which basically comes down to, I need you to text people for me, because I don't have the emotional energy throughout my day to be texting 28 people, so I appreciate you so much.
I hate texting my fucking friends, dude.
Yeah, bro, I hate texting too. Like, I'm not gonna lie to you, like, I hope I'm paying you enough for what you do for the company, because I mean, appreciate it. Like, I really do.
I mean, we also had this conversation yesterday. I don't really know how much I make or how much I have made. I just kind of let you pay me when you do.
I mean, I appreciate it. I also bought you a laptop, so yeah, I'd so say it's kind of a fair... You've been paid well enough for your services.
Yeah, I mean, I'm like, I'm not getting fucked.
No, I'm glad. That's all I want to make sure on, because, like... Yeah, it's weird. Everything has just been kind of weird, but...
It's been weird past two months.
Yeah, dude.
It's been insane.
I don't know what's been going on. I swear everything's just speeding up, man.
Yeah. So many emotions and roller coasters.
Yeah, a lot of people are flying off, too. That's what's crazy to me.
Yeah, dude.
Like, a lot of people fell off over this last 2 months. Like, it's been... The universe has been slinging people left and right off of our... grip on reality, I guess, is the best way to put it. Like, I don't know, man.
It's that particle accelerator, I'm telling you.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
One of those theorists.
Oh.
I don't even know anything about that. I just hear
I don't
people
know if
saying
I trust
shit
you
about
my
it.
Taxes anymore.
I don't believe it. I just made it as a joke.
I was just fucking with you.
I literally have no idea. I heard people say it. I'm like, yep, that must be
that
it.
That must be it. Clearly,
it's
dude.
It's gotta be it.
Oh, dude, I know some people that actually believe that shit, and I'm like, I want to like you, but it make it hard.
Yeah, dude, no, it's been wild, honestly, but I don't know if I told you guys, but I'm hoping to possibly go up to Pierre and lobby against them overturning the medical... in the state of South Dakota. So basically what happened is The state voted and passed medical and recreational. They split it into medical or recreational. So they passed medical with the previous vote and then moved the recreational vote to November, when most of the younger people who live here and still have a stake in what happens are out of the state.
Yeah. And can't vote unless they...
Yeah. And it's also a smaller election because everyone thought that it had passed already.
Yeah.
Like, I was talking with a couple of other guys, and we were the only ones out of our age group in there. Like, everybody else in there was, like, 55 plus. Like, it was crazy. It was absolutely crazy.
Yeah, they're not going to vote for it.
No, no, of course not. I mean, they should because they're one of the age groups that would most benefit from it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
At least from a pain relief perspective, and they're the ones most likely to get med cards, which is, I don't know, that just kind of blew my mind. But now that they caused recreational to not pass, they're going to try and go after medical and overturn that because they think that it's swinging the other direction. Just so now, well, this June we're going to have a fight on our hands. We are going to have a fight on our hands. And so part of my thing is I'm hoping to run for mayor in June, and that's about the same time that recreational would pass. So if I can get that passed and then step in, it's a lot of good things we can do for this town.
Yeah.
Dude, I still can't believe that shit even fucking happened.
Yeah, dude.
And I know some of you listeners might be against it or for it. Honestly, I don't care for it. I just want the economy to grow, and that's a huge part of having the economy grow, bringing in more businesses, bringing in different products.
Especially since we're in
How about not throwing people in fucking prison for weed?
Well, not only that, but we are an agricultural tech state. That is what we are. All of our industry here is either agricultural or engineering. What goes hand in hand better,
dude, can you imagine,
than growing, selling, and testing something in labs? Like, we could run the market on that stuff because that's what we specialize in, and then we don't even have to hurt the natural beauty of our state to do it.
Yeah.
Can you imagine, just instead of the Great Plains, just fucking fields of weed?
All right, we don't need
fields
to go that far.
Fields of weed in South Dakota.
Because there has been a downturn.
Someone's got to be the dreamer, Rockwell.
There has been a downturn in the market in Denver, which is really interesting to me. But I think part of it is they're not the only state anymore.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think like 19 states have legalized it now.
Yeah, you don't have to fucking go to Denver for it anymore. Yeah.
Exactly. It's and it, place. Like a lot of the problems that people used as examples to overturn, or more correctly, veto the recreational approval is... from statistics in Colorado, when they were the first ones to do it, of course they're going to see a massive population boom. They've got the novelty associated. The market's going to be huge, but the number of people who are going to come there and cause crimes is also huge because people are going to move there. They're not going to have the jobs. You know what I mean? And that's a similar problem that I'm seeing in Rapid City, is there's a bunch of people moving here and our crime is spiking because we don't have the infrastructure or the jobs, or certainly not the economy. Mm-hmm. To support that many people, and
that's why they're moving here, is for the potential of it growing.
Yeah,
but they're moving too fast, and we're not growing fast enough.
Well, part of it is we need to get out of our own way.
Yeah,
and do things to keep the markets on homes low, the wages high, so that at least our consumerist nature can take over, because we have some of the highest producing Walmarts in the nation.
Already. I mean, it's kind of because there's fucking nothing else here.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying, though. Like, there's nothing else here, but there's a lot of potential. Because there's a lot of towns where there is only a Walmart. You know what I mean?
Spearfish.
Like Spearfish, but they're not putting out the numbers that we are.
Mm-mm. Not at all.
It's all broke college kids, that's why.
It is so much fun to wander around Walmart, though. I'm so disappointed that they closed it down at 11 now instead of 24/7.
Going in at 2 a.m. just fucking around.
Oh, so much fun, bro. The number of Lego sets I bought for no reason other than I just thought it was funny while I was there as an adult to, like, act out my childish impulses and be like, I want a Lego set.
Fuck that, dude. Legos are badass. Do you know how bad... I wish I just wasn't so fucking bad with money. I want to have enough to just buy dumb shit. Like, I want fucking the old school Bionicles. I want them so goddamn bad, but they're like $50 a fucking piece on eBay. And I'm
Jesus.
It's like, yeah, I could. Then I'll be fucking poor and just be staring at this fucking Bionicle. Like, this wasn't worth it. Although, that's what I do with half my purchases anyway, so I might as well start building my collection.
I want a Nerf gun collection.
Oh, that'd be sick, dude.
A wall of Nerf guns, and then just press a button and it opens it up to actual guns.
That would be so funny, but imagine trying to explain that to the ATF. Just let us see your gun collection, and you point at the Nerf guns on the wall.
Well, here it is. You like it?
You like it?
Yes. I worked hard for it.
Oh my god. See, I used to collect snow globes.
I never understood that nerd. One.
Yeah, I am a nerd. Honestly, I just had a lot of shelving space that I needed to fill.
Did you collect stamps too?
No. Thankfully. I wasn't a stamp kid, but I was a snow globe.
I collected keychains.
Keychains. I didn't fucking travel enough to collect anything.
That's fair.
It would have just been all Black Hills shit. Like, I would have been one of those assholes in a fucking 605 hat.
Yourself. I just grabbed any keychain I could. Like,
dude, I can't let anybody fucking be happy. I'm so angry. Like, when I went out to my car earlier, I was coming back in, and this girl drove past wearing a fucking Santa hat, and I was like, why the fuck are you wearing that? Go fuck yourself. It's a week before Christmas. What is wrong?
Guys, dude.
You just gotta be joyful. Be more positive.
I'm trying to be, bro. I'm in a similar boat. I hate the holidays. I hate the holidays, man. Like, and it's not even like my family or like something bad happened. I just don't like it because it just feels so fake. Like, being in a room full of people that I don't know and don't really care about.
Yeah.
It's like, And
yeah. I definitely started liking the holidays a lot more after I was able to fucking quit going to family gatherings. That shit is still the worst.
I love my family. I really do, but yeah, it's just
it's so draining,
dude, and I try, but it doesn't help that, like, I can't drink.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure family gatherings are so much easier if I could at least have a beer. But nah, listen, dog. I just gotta sit there.
Dude, they won't let you have a beer?
No.
What the fuck?
I'm not 21.
God, who the fuck? As soon as I graduated high school, all the rules went out the window with my dad. Fucking, like, Thanksgiving after I graduated high school, my dad's like, oh, you can go have a couple beers if you want. I was like, what the fuck? You threatened to kill me over weed.
Oh my god, dude. That's amazing. Yeah.
It's crazy how all of us were raised differently.
Yeah, it's really, really weird. Like, the way that I've really liked to look at it, because I tend to relate a lot of things to game developments, because I really enjoy just the science of video games. But a lot of people, every person, is basically like an AI. Because what we were doing with AI is attempting to replicate human intelligence, so we got to look at that as an example and a way of understanding.
Oh, kind man, of how, I just fucking how finally we played Detroit Become Human. This is right up my alley.
Sweet. All right. Awesome. So, basically, the way that we do it is we give them tests and multiple different things, and based upon how they solve them is actually how we develop AIs to make sure that they work. Sorry, my cat has wrapped herself completely around her scratching post. What are you doing? Are you trying to take it home with you?
You are home.
What's happening? But, so, each of us come in with, like, a preset personality. And then the experiences that we have throughout our life and the environment that we're in kind of shapes us. So a way of conceptualizing it that I heard that I really liked is we're more like a plant than we realize. You know what I mean? Like, it's the environment we grow up with. It's what we started with. It's what kind of plant we are. You know what I mean? And what we need.
Yeah. I think I'd be a cactus. I don't drink water very much.
Then you'd have poisonous fluids in you?
I did for a long time, yeah.
Cactus man. That's
fair. It's definitely going to be like another 5 years before my liver is like functional again.
Jesus Christ, dude.
I would want to be a dandelion.
So would people... growing in the cracks?
Yeah, would people blow whatever... my seeds? I don't know.
Blow my seeds.
I grow more everywhere. I just spread like a wildfire.
Like herpes.
Like syphilis in the state of South Dakota. Syphilis is on the rise.
And then a sloth comes and eats me.
Oh, yeah. They put it on billboards, man.
What the fuck, dude?
How?
Dude, there is never good news in or about this fucking state.
It's crazy, dude.
Hey, we got a crazy blizzard.
Yeah.
That's pretty good news. No one can leave their house in Spearfish for 3 days.
Oh, yeah. Amazing news.
Great news. I had so much fun cooped up in my house.
Jesus, man. Yeah, I was still driving around here in the middle of that. Like, I didn't care.
It wasn't that bad.
Yeah. I like how we got 2 feet.
Way worse. Like,
oh, I'm sure.
It was insane. Like, the drifts were higher than my car.
Jesus. Welcome to the Midwest.
Yeah, fucking Jatan was like, so this is a blizzard, huh? And I was like, yeah, kinda.
Kinda. He's like,
it's really windy.
That's so funny to me. I want to get him on the podcast, too, because I think that would be a lot of fun.
Yeah. Him and Jesse.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. I haven't met Jatan yet, but...
You'll meet him tonight. I'm low-key looking forward to having you meet all the guys.
Yeah, it'll be fun, man.
That's going to be a lot of fun.
Popping Isaac's security cherry tonight.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
When should I get my license taken care of?
Well, the biggest thing is you're working the coat check for me, so you're not in a security, like, operation yet. Hold up, Matt's calling me, so I get to take a phone call now. You guys got to keep talking, but... Hey, what's up, Matt?
I'll say do it next weekend.
What's going on?
I've definitely already thrown a few people out, because fucking owner of Prestar, like, came and grabbed me a couple times. Was like, now, go deal with this. I'm like, okay, fucking nobody, like, everyone else is busy. Gotta get them out.
So you already have that experience. There you go.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure Rocky was saying that since he worked the coat check, you don't need the security license.
Yeah, but
like, I don't need it, but I just want to know what it's like down in the field. And
yeah, see, yeah, I mean, like, if I'm going to be down there, like, it's pretty unavoidable that I'm going to end up dealing with shit.
Yeah.
So.
Like you said, you've already kicked some people out.
Yeah.
So.
But it's like, I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't be saying this on the air, but fucking whatever. It's fine. I didn't hit anybody. There's footage. I just escorted people out.
Just a classic security.
There's no police brutality.
Thankfully. So what have you been up to? Past 2 months of the particle accelerator. I could have brought up, like, it's Sagittarius.
Oh, jeez.
I could have brought that up if you wanted me to.
Do you know how many posts I've seen about me getting dogged on because I'm a Gemini? Like, the number of posts that women make where they're like, oh, he's a Gemini. Oh, he's such an awful person. Nah, I'm just going to be real with you.
He's like, two-faced, dude.
No, I ain't two-faced. Y'all have known me long enough to know that much. Like,
oh, dude, I fucking hate it so goddamn much. It's just as stupid as being fucking racist when you're born is completely out of your fucking hands. And if you think that makes someone a good or bad person, then you're a fucking piece of shit.
Yeah. It's not my fault my dad failed November.
Yeah, honestly, Jesus. Like, I've low-key thought of just, like...
Dude, I'm 100% a product of St. Patrick's Day. Like, 9 months to the fucking day.
Oh my god, dude.
Yeah.
Well, it makes sense you're a Fahey.
Yeah.
What more fitting way for a Fahey to come into the world than St. Patrick's Day?
Shit, that's when my grandpa was born.
That's hilarious.
I feel like that should be a federal holiday.
St. Patrick's Day?
Yeah.
Is it not?
You don't get laid off.
Jesus.
No, that is definitely not a bank holiday.
Where do all these people come from then? Because I swear, every St. Patrick's Day, there are just...
The woodworks
everywhere? Yeah, everywhere. People come from everywhere, dressed in green, drunk as hell before they even get to the bar. I don't know how they do it. So these guys must be day drinking at their job because it's St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, they're probably taking PTO.
Yeah, probably.
I would.
Yeah.
St. Patty's Day is awesome.
I don't know, man. You only need like an hour to get fucking hammered.
That is true.
Realistically,
if you're really trying.
Yeah. I don't know how people go to the bar and do like 5 hours of drinking. Like, they'll literally be there before I get there, and then I gotta kick them out at the end of the night. And I'm like, bro, what are you...
Dude, I was drunk for like 5 years. What are you doing there?
That's fucking crazy, dude.
Yeah, dude. Booze will do that to you, man.
I don't even... That's so wild, bro. That's so wild.
Yeah, dude, like I was fucking telling you earlier, after I had my first seizure, if I felt like I was getting withdrawals and I didn't have anything, I would fucking drink rubbing alcohol if there was nothing else.
God damn.
Jesus, man.
Yeah.
That's hard.
Yeah, that's
which I'm pretty sure that might be why I can't process edibles, because I know it's your liver that has to metabolize it.
Oh,
and
no.
I definitely did some damage.
It's a lot of damage.
It'll heal back.
Fucking, I rolled a nat 20 and fucked my liver.
Jesus.
Or that's a nat crazy, 1, depending on how you look at it.
Yeah, depending on, I'd say a nat 1.
Yeah, if it's yourself,
you
then
tend
yeah
to roll.
Well, that's you being a pessimist.
Well, you tend to roll pretty low. I'm
God,
just being
dude,
honest,
I fucking do. I don't know what it is, man. Just the worst. And it fucking in Detroit Become Human, dude. I accidentally got like the worst fucking ending possible. Like everyone was dead. The androids didn't get their revolution. Fucking.
People are confused on what they're talking about. It's Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah.
Nerd shit.
Nerd shit. We love that shit.
Oh yeah, dude. So I'm a DM. I'm coming out of the closet as a dungeon master. Hit my line. But it's actually a lot of fun because I ran a year-long campaign that was completely homebrew. Matt's calling me back. I think this is a good time to go to a quick commercial break. We'll be right back.
Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed that amazing ad.
It's always
Anchor.
Anchor.
Anyway, Rockwell, you're
Anchor
talking about...
I said it too.
Anchor.
Anchor.fm.
Check it out. What do they do?
So they're actually what...
A second ad.
I swear to fucking God, this isn't scripted, this isn't a fucking plug, I forgot what the fuck it is.
You're good. So Anchor.fm is what we're hosting the podcast on right now, so it's how we ended up on Spotify, Apple Podcasts.
Okay.
Yeah, all the platforms. We're on everything, dude. It's kind of crazy.
It's insane.
Like, we had a short...
Cool. Super easy.
If you guys want to see some cringe, go check out our... Pokemon unboxing video.
God.
It is the only one under the podcast name on YouTube. It's
so bad.
It's so bad, but it's so funny
so
that
bad.
I have to leave it up.
Just
because
YouTube.
Yeah, it's on the YouTube. The only other place that it was advertised was on Reddit because I thought it'd be funny to just drop it on Reddit. And I got roasted because we didn't make a thumbnail and I was like, oh my god.
Oh, wow. Oh well.
Yeah.
We're noobs. It's fine.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. We'll get on YouTube eventually and actually have good content up there, but we have to leave the Pokemon unboxing.
Oh,
our first ever horrible video. We have to leave it there.
Uncut, unedited. We gotta leave it up. Y'all called me out for it. Uncut, unedited.
Uncut,
we're gonna stick to
unedited.
It. I ain't selling out. But, no, I'm excited for when we get moved into our space because I'm gonna build a studio in there.
Cool.
Yeah, so I gotta talk with the guys about this tonight, Tommy. So the church is off the market, unfortunately.
Shit.
It's okay. I found out that Gina Bragg and Travis Coyle are listing a 4-bedroom, 2-bathroom house with 2 garages out in the valley for $295,000.
Sick.
Dang.
Yeah. So, obviously, we don't have...
Gina. Okay.
So, I think I'm just going to call both of them and be like, yo, y'all are listing this.
Tight.
I want to do this.
Yeah, that'd be fucking sick.
Hell yeah. Anyway, Rocky, you were talking about being the DM, nerding out a little bit. I know people want to hear you nerd out. Go for it.
So I spent a year doing a homebrew campaign where there was a werewolf invasion from the east, a pirate invasion from the west, and a religious conflict splitting the kingdom. Okay. So, like, each area had its own geography.
I should have done this on the fucking break.
Its own culture, its own, like, style, as well as its own people. You know what I mean? And different, like, in D&D races that would frequent it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I actually made a... I redid the entire religious structure so that it actually made sense. And so if you followed one of the two gods that was causing the religious war, the more you did for them to appease them, the more religious points you would earn, and you could spend those on basically Divine Smite. So I made Divine Smite a common spell for everybody, and instead of being able to spend a spell slot to cast it, instead you spend religious favor.
Oh.
And so it does specific damage based on the god that you're following as well. So, okay. Like, half of the country is going to be more vulnerable than the other half.
Yeah. So is it based, like, the two gods, it's more powerful against the followers of, let's say,
the other one. God. Yeah, exactly. And so it, like, added some layers and complexity to the religious war, and it also allowed me to make, like, take the stats of normal, like, Templars and boost their already higher ranking members into, like, bosses. And so, like...
That's sweet.
It was awesome, honestly. It was so much fun. It had a fully fleshed-out economy based on how, like, everything moved in between, so you could actually take over towns. This is what my group ended up doing. Because I gave them a Pokemon Ball item, basically, and they trapped a baby dragon in it. Because I threw a baby dragon at them, because I'm like, oh, yeah, this will be a tough fight, but they can kill it, because they're level 5, right? No, they trapped the thing in the Pokemon Ball, because I wasn't thinking. Like, that is 110% my fault. They then figured out that it gets older by feeding it corpses.
Oh.
So they began taking over towns and led a religious war, going town to town of the other religion, slaughtering everybody inside and feeding it to the dragon. So by level 7, they had half the country and a dragon, like it was Game of Thrones. And then they attacked the king in the middle. So he was supposed to be the end game boss. Because you were supposed to find out that he's a vampire lord running the kingdom. They killed him in 3 rounds with an adult golden dragon.
Jeez.
Jesus Christ.
So did you continue it after that, or did you just end it?
I let them continue it. They went on a crusade against the giants.
Okay.
Afterwards... And then they just completely ignored the pirates. So they destroyed the coastal defenses on the western half, and they were talking about how they love how it felt real, because I would have weekly reports come in for them from their villages being attacked by werewolves while they're leading a crusade against the giants. And they were also getting requests for help from the west, where pirates were invading, because they destroyed the entire coastal defenses trying to feed bodies to a dragon.
Yeah.
Instead of dealing with the pirates.
Damn.
Like, instead of dealing with the pirates, they attacked their own people. And that's one of my favorite things about D&D, is you give people options and you get to see the way that they think.
Yeah.
Or don't.
You know what I mean? Like, and it's just so much fun, because the only limits are what they want to do. Mm. And then you remember the 20-person one that I ran.
Yep.
So we did a cyberpunk 20-person D&D campaign.
God, that sounds like a fucking nightmare, dude.
It was horrible. It was so much fun, but it was chaotic.
Oh, it was crazy, dude.
I'm just thinking, dude, ours is like fucking Yeah, ours is five people with the DM, and it's fucking hard enough with scheduling conflicts. I can't imagine having 20 goddamn people.
Well, dude, it was during COVID, so.
It was, yeah, so we were all 20 of us were basically living in Isaac's basement.
Yeah.
Like, remember that story I was telling you about the dude crawling in through the window? That was during that time, where, like, people would just appear. So I just would set up my D&D stuff and be like, all right, grab a set of dice, welcome. You know what I mean? So we started off with 8. And ended the night with 20.
Good God.
So I had to add people as we went, too.
Mm-mm. Fuck that.
That's insane.
Too much work.
It was so much fun.
I split the party into 10 and 10. And dual DM'd two games at once, basically. So I was doing a gang fight and a bar fight at the same time. With 20 people total, only 10 are working towards completely separate goals. And I'm RPing for all of it. And it was so much fun, dude. Fully in character. Because I was so, like... I was going so hard that I literally, like... I didn't even think about it. I was just in character, acting out each and everything that all these people were doing. So I was a guy getting punched in the face, screaming for his life in a bar fight. And then I was a gang leader, trying to murder them. Like, at the same time. It was wild.
It was good.
Fucking A.
Sadly, it was only one night thing, but...
Yeah, well, we tried to keep it going for a while. We even had a Discord server. So, for those of you that are kind of distant but still want to get into it, a really good way to keep everybody honest about it is actually to open up a Discord for it, because you can add a dice roller to a Discord server. And so everybody can see the rolls that everybody gets.
That's sweet.
Yeah, and that's how you keep everybody honest. And then you can voice call the entire time. And drop maps in the chat and stuff. It was honestly a lot of fun.
It was. Oh, yeah, dude. I need to fucking look into that map software.
Oh, dude. That would be so cool to put up in our new place.
Did we show you that?
Yes, not.
Oh. Dude, it's... I think it's called Arc or something. It's this fucking... this map design software that apparently is pretty easy to use. But, like, you just download different... They have, like, a fantasy pack, a cyberpunk pack. And you can do, like, all sorts of different, like, terrain, different buildings, shit like that. And make, like, full, like, printable maps and shit.
Shit.
Yeah, or you can...
That would be
Or
sick.
You can, like... I think you can make them interactive as long as one per... Like, you might have to, like, only have it on one screen.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'd have to look into that, but... Either way, it's called Arc. It's fucking hard. Super dope.
Well, from the video that you were showing me, what they did is they put it on, like, a touch screen on a table. And so you can move the characters across the screen and actually see their field of view as you move through it. Like, it was so cool.
Yeah, and it had, like, the Shadow of War effect, too, you know, where you, like, go into an area to, like, clear it out so you can actually see what's in there.
Yeah.
That would be sick.
I think that would be super, super sick. Could you imagine having, like, a table-sized one so that everyone's just, like, moving it around? Then I'm controlling, like, the AI. Nice. Like, enemies moving through so that they can see.
Like, I'm sure it's a lengthy process to get a good map, but it'd be so fucking worth it.
Oh, yeah. Well, what I want to do with all of you guys is I think it would be fun to do one where it's us in different situations. So, like, the group votes on what your stats would be based upon what you actually are like. And part of it is it's just a fun, like, it's a true character analysis.
Yeah.
It's, like, the best personality test that I've found is having a group that understands the game, deciding what you are, and telling you, like, hey, to all of us, you got an intelligence of 8, bro. You know what I mean? Like.
Yeah, no, that'd be fun. That would be fun as fuck.
Yeah.
I would be down to do that.
Yeah, I think that would be.
Just do the Discord thing?
Dude, yeah.
I think Sundays just need to be.
D&D days?
No. Shooting, combat training, D&D.
That would be sick. That would be awesome. That's part of why I'm looking forward to having, like, my own place.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, not living in an apartment and actually having a home with you guys.
Dude.
That'd be
fucking
sick.
Fucking Cassidy. God damn it, dude. I'm still so fucking pissed about that. Like, we could be doing this shit at my place.
It's ridiculous, dude.
Ah.
But that's...
Bug-eyed bitch.
Jesus, bro. That whole situation is just
for
so
context,
bad.
I got kicked out 2 months early out of my house because the girl who owns it wanted to move back in. Definitely didn't put that into the lease or anything, but I'm a fucking dummy and didn't get a copy. So really, it's my fault, but it's also her fault for being a fucking selfish bitch.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, no, the whole situation has been crazy. And not only that, but
she
won't take
her dog.
Yeah.
That's what I'm really fucking mad about.
Hollow, you're coming with me.
Hollow doesn't care.
Nope,
she's
not at all.
Napping. I don't know what she's doing. Oh.
She's just chilling.
She's listening in.
She catting.
She likes the podcast.
But one of the things that I want to do in the new place that we move into is build a studio. We're going to put it in honor of Gabe because it was his idea. And we're going to let artists record there. And then we're also going to be able to do video episodes for YouTube as well as Spotify of our podcast. So you guys can actually see us interacting.
Fucking do that now. That's so weird.
Mm-hmm. It is weird, but you know what? It's kind of nice. Because I like Spotify more than YouTube, and it'd be nice to be able to just upload this stuff and not worry about it. Yeah, you know what I mean?
It all sucks now.
Yeah.
And they can see all of our stupid reactions.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, there's just contextual clues that you miss out on when you're only hearing our voice. You know what I mean? Like, it's just a fact.
That's why I hate phone calls and texting.
Yeah, dude. Jesus Christ.
In person is way better.
It really, really is, man. It really, really is. But that's part of the really fun thing that I'm looking forward to is a lot of the guys are down to actually do the, like, everybody votes on it thing.
Yeah.
And so one of my thoughts was, remember that dice roller that I was telling you about? So I found this dice thing where it's a six shooter. And you spin it to see which bullet it lands on. So as if you're, like, shooting a revolver, and then you miss if you land on it twice before reloading.
Shit.
And that might be a really, really, like,
That'd be fun
way to do gunfights.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
If
like,
has
in,
a gun,
yeah, instead of roll to see if you hit.
Yeah.
Oh, you got a 15. You grazed him. Instead, we can play it where.
15 and you only grazed him. Jesus Christ. Are we fighting Jesus Christ?
Like.
Neil from Matrix.
My thought is you roll to see if the bullet hits by whether or not it lands on it. So. We're assuming your first shot hits, but the longer the fight goes on before you can find cover and reload,
you're going to keep missing.
And then you just roll for damage. And then that would also just speed it up a lot.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So then I could have full gunfights because it's like, the way it works is it's like, it looks like a six shooter cylinder and you actually spin it and see which bullet it lands on. Hmm. So instead of rolling and waiting to see how it rolls, you just spin it. Which is super cool.
So is it just 1 through 6 then?
Yeah.
Okay.
That'd be sick.
That'd be super dope.
Yeah, that was my thought. Because then everybody can just keep spinning in like a barrage of bullets.
Yeah.
So then it will actually take effect more. Because like, yeah, you'll drop one or two guys. But then you'll start missing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or you're going to run out of bullets.
And,
and have to take a turn to reload while they're shooting back.
Yeah.
Make it more realistic.
Yeah, that was my thought. Or we can do that and roll the hit and not do damage. Because I want to run this by you guys to kind of like figure out the best way to do it. Because I've been playing with like, what's the best way to do gunfights to make them fun while you know what I mean? Like, we could roll for the bullet and roll to hit. And then if you hit,
you just.
There's no need
to roll for the hit, roll for damage? I mean.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just looking for ways to kind of switch it up a bit. You know what I mean? Because I feel like roll to hit and roll for damage can get really, really long.
Long and annoying.
Yeah, it doesn't feel as realistic. Because I'm trying to think, because it's going to be like a 10-person party at least for the company. So we need to find efficient ways to speed it up.
You could do just like a base damage, the base damage of a gun.
Yeah, that's a good way to do it. All right, base damage of the gun, roll to hit, roll, like, spin for bullet.
And then maybe your last shot, if you get it, I mean, it's a 1 in 6, but it could be, like, a critical hit, double damage or something.
Okay, that could actually be like something that you could unlock as you like gain experience. Yeah. Is like last bullet does extra damage. So instead, it can be a way of keeping track. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and then you got to reload. So that way you can keep track. We keep a base damage per gun, and then roll. That's a good one. I like that. I like that. That's a good way to do it.
And then just roll the hit.
Yeah. Seems like the best way to do it to me.
Yeah. So do like 4 for pistols or something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which is the nice thing.
Probably be a D4.
Yeah. Exactly. I think that'd be a really good way to do it.
Yeah.
Making plans.
Yeah.
Yeah, we definitely need to fucking get that going.
Yeah, we do. I think that'd be a lot of fun. And you, like...
Who else had... We're not the only two people. Who else has houses?
Jesse.
Yeah, I mean...
JT.
JT's a little out of the way, though.
True.
And Jess is a little bit small if we're gonna have like 10 people.
Just come up to Spearfish.
He's got a fucking pregnant girlfriend and a 13-year-old at home.
Yeah.
That's fair.
That's fair. Well, Isaac's vote is that we drive up there, which I'd be down for, because Isaac's got a place up in Spearfish that could like hold that many people.
Yeah, are we going to be able to get everybody up there, though, is the thing?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I mean, I can fit 6 in my car. 7 yeah, with Isaac.
I'm just thinking, like, who's actually going to want to drive to Spearfish?
That's fair.
Like an hour up there, an hour back. That's understandable.
Yeah, dude, I don't know where any of these other motherfuckers live. Dude, they get off work and they just walk into the ether. What the
yeah.
fuck? I don't know where... Like, none of them have ever even mentioned it.
No. I mean, Boone's...
They sleep in a box.
Boone's got a place.
Boone does have a place.
Boone's got a big place.
Yeah. If his parents allow it.
If his parents allow it. We'll see.
Man, fuck. Shit, my bad. Trying to get the cops called on us.
Jesus Christ, shut the fuck up.
I just prank call a few people. I'll do it.
Let's Dude, SWAT somebody.
Those SWAT things are so bad. They've started arresting so many people for false SWATting. Because, like, it is legitimately a crime. Like, that's...
Well, yeah, that one dude died.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not... Yeah, they go in expecting that threat. You know what I mean? Like, that's all they have to go off of is a man with...
Fucking wild, man.
Armed and dangerous, and that dude's gonna freak out.
And dude, SWAT and that whole thing down. Happened over, like, $1.50 wager in a Call of Duty game.
Jesus Christ.
God, yeah.
Imagine dying over $1.50.
Worth it.
Yeah, for the guy that made the wager. Jesus Christ, dude. God. Yeah, man. No, I think that would legitimately be a lot of fun. We should talk with everybody about it tonight, because I think that'd be good. We should really start doing highlight reels of some of the debriefs, just like crazy things that have happened as the guys are telling stories.
Oh yeah.
I just think that'd be really, really fun to just like cherry pick some of the best and then like
mash them in,
put them together in almost like a playlist for people.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, because sometimes just the way that like the guys describe it, because they get so uncomfortable trying to be like
professional.
Yeah. It's so funny.
Yeah, we should definitely do that.
Because it's like. We're professional in the way a motorcycle club is professional. Like, there's respect, but there's no change in language. Like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a little bit of change in language.
A little bit. But it's really funny. The words that they choose.
Well, the words that Jesse chooses.
Jesse cracks me up when he does them every time. He's so efficient with it, too. He's so efficient. I appreciate it, but it's like you forget how crazy the night is when it's broken down into a minute and a half.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, oh my god. We gotta... remind me tonight to go over with everybody that we need to start doing more description of the people that are causing the problems so that we know. Man did this. Man was too drunk. Like, all right, that's nice.
What did he look like?
What did he look like? How tall was he? What was he wearing? Like, we need to start. It's a process of constantly upping our game. It's not like
any
annoying.
It's not like a huge deal. It's just continuing to step our game up is important. But yeah, I think that pretty much wraps it up. Please feel free to reach out anytime at Ponderosa_Ponderers on Instagram.
Or PonderosaPonderers@gmail.com.
It's been great having you in the studio with us, Tommy.
Yeah,
it's always interesting.
I'm sure.
Alrighty, thanks for listening.
Have a great day, guys, and don't forget, keep pondering.